Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women in business are just dabbling in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are building the bridges and finding ways to connect with other women and empower them and truly sharing the wisdom of women. And I am so thankful on the journey that I have been on that my path gets to cross all these different women that we have the opportunity to share with you show after show. And today is no exception. I'm going to be sharing Marina, and I'm going to kill her last name. I'm just going to let her do it because I know it. I'm going to kill it. Skvorez. So you know
that was person. Close. It's Marina Skvorez.
Skvorez. There you go. But you know, let's face it, we all know that person who always bombs when they have to give a presentation. That is Marina's favorite client. She is a public speaking and communication coach who started persuasive speaking for introverts. She works with motivated professionals to go from anxious, dull, or monotone to exciting and engaging presenters, all while overcoming fears and stepping into a more confident and impactful you. And let's face it, we all know that person who is so amazing when it comes to that Q&A. They're right there, but when they have to get up and actually present who they are and what they do, oh my gosh. And I am so thankful that you are out here, Marina, doing this. And it's why I wanted to share you here on Word of Mom Radio. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dori. It's such an honor and such a pleasure to speak with you and as well as to be part of the amazing group that I know follows you and that I know you have interviewed in the past. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I have to ask you, why such a specific niche when you decided to teach public speaking? You know, why, in going with the introvert?
Yeah, that's a very good question. First of all, I feel like there's already enough information out there for those people who just need a little boost but really like to talk. And there are so many of those people out there. But I'd first like to preface that I'm very much an introvert. I gather my energy when I'm by myself. That's how I function best. And I don't like to speak if I have nothing good to say. That's my rule of thumb. And I actually see this as a huge strength. However, I know that the business world doesn't really work that way, right? So what we need to do, So people are starting to see that they need to be a little bit more visible. They need to be a little bit more visible. They need to speak up more if they want to start rising up in their business or in their corporate career or whatever it is that they might want. They kind of, when you start speaking up more, the world around you really starts to change. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So the thing is though, when we start to realize that, we start to back down. When we know we have to speak up, we kind of start to back down and play ball a little bit, right? So, and that's probably because of these feelings that arise in us. So, for example, for me, I know that the very, very first big talk that I had to give, I completely blanked out. I know I was talking, but I have no idea what was coming out of my mouth. Like, that's how bad it was. I was just hoping my autopilot was going to take me through, but I don't actually know what happened that day. And I just knew for me, things just had to change. I couldn't be that person who blanks out in front of people. I needed to step out and shine a little bit more. So I started working on creating strategies that worked for me as a kind of anxious, introverted, non-talker, strategies that worked for me to kind of help me overcome my fear and feel a little bit more energetic and present and engaging. And now I just, as much as I don't like to talk too much, I love to speak on a stage and captivate an audience and just see that look on people's faces when they're having their aha moment. So when people start to ask me what can I do to be a little bit more like that, the advice that I give them, and I can get into a little bit more of that with you later, but the advice that I give them, they always say, oh my my God, that is the opposite of what people say, but that's exactly what I needed to hear. It's so counterintuitive. So that's because usual advice is, oh, just speak from the heart, just be natural. And that's not the right place to start for a normal person who gets a little bit anxious. We need slightly more counterintuitive advice, and that's what I like to offer.
Can you give us a couple of examples of some of that counterintuitive advice? Because I hear that
sure.
all the time, be yourself, be honest, speak authentically, you know. So I'm interested to hear what you share.
Yeah, and that advice, it's really great advice, but it's just, where do you even start when somebody tells you to be a little bit more natural and more authentic, right? It's a good boost for somebody who's already confident, and just, it's a good reminder, but it's not the right place to start. So one very common piece of advice that I often hear, and I'm sure you've heard this, is to practice your presentations in front of friends and family. Have you heard that before?
I have.
Yeah. So it's not bad advice in general. I don't completely disagree with it, but for the most part, I don't do this, and people are starting to become sold on this. And here are a couple of reasons why that might not work for you. First of all, your friends and family, they might know you, but they don't know how to give you feedback. So they might hone in on some tiny little detail like, oh, you said over here, or you mispronounced some word or whatever. And that might just completely throw you off, whereas it's not even important. What they have, that advice was just not even important. The other thing is that they might tell you that they don't like something that you actually kind of like about yourself. And then you start to obsess about it, and whereas, again, it's not that important. So in that way, it's not really helpful. But the biggest reason I don't really like to practice in front of people is because while you're stepping up, while you're teaching yourself to step up into a new kind of confident person, that takes a little bit of trial and error. It's a little bit shaky. And we might back down inadvertently when we're doing this in front of people, because we might have this fear that they'll look at us in a weird way and say, and think, well, why are you acting different all of a sudden, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, or like, what are you doing? This isn't natural. Right? So it's almost better to, as you're teaching yourself to step up, to gain that conviction within yourself before you start to showcase it in front of your friends and family. But once you do, it's not a big deal. Once you do feel more confident from within, then you can start to showcase it to whomever you want. It's going to feel way more natural, and you're not going to be so easily thrown off.
How do you get yourself to that point of gaining that inner confidence?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good question. Sometimes people ask me, oh, is this the same thing as like fake it till you make it sort of deal? And I kind of get why people ask that. It might be a little bit related, but I don't really like that phrasing, faking it, because I would never ask somebody to pretend to be somebody else, somebody that they're not. But we've all had those moments where we stepped up in a certain way and we surprised ourselves. You know what I mean? We surprised ourselves with how we reacted to a certain situation or how we spoke in a certain situation. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. So this is kind of about discovering those parts of yourself that you want to start showcasing and experiencing. And then once you realize what those are by, deep kind of inner reflection, you can teach yourself how to turn them up and how to showcase them a little bit more. So it's more about turning up the parts you like more so than pretending that you have something that you don't. And you can't do this without preparation, but you first have to become very, very, very clear on what that kind of confidence means to you, like how it looks and how it feels, and especially how it looks and feels in front of people. And this is completely different for different people. Like, I would never ask you to pretend to be Tony Robbins when you're a little bit more like Susan Cain, right? Or Seth Godin, for example, when you're a little bit more demure and quiet. But that level of confidence just works for you. You can find what works for you, and then it will always shine through in front of people. So for people that I work with, getting clear is always the first step, and it kind of helps to guide them through it because it's a little hard without getting distracted. But one thing that does help to focus on that clarity is to ask yourself this question. How do I want my kids to see me when they picture me at work?
Hmm.
I hope you can ask yourself that question. And, you know, when you ask yourself, how do you want my kids to see me when they picture me at work? That adds a whole new level of clarity, right? Because you can, for me, I know I want my kids to think that I'm engaging and I help change people's lives and I hope, you know, I encourage people, right? So when you start to ask those kinds of questions, you see that you still have a lot of room to grow and you're not pretending to be somebody that you're not when you're actually growing into something that you really want to become. And it
wow,
starts with clarity.
I really like that. I it's funny because I wonder how many people ask themselves that question. You know, what do my kids actually think I do at work?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny. My daughter, who just turned 27, she's my youngest, has a blog called Perspectives in Motion. And
mm-hmm.
it was very interesting reading her perspective of me as a mother.
Ooh.
I'm serious. I was like, gee, I kind of feel like I sound kind of bitchy. And she was like, really, Mom? You need to go back and read that again. Because I think you're pretty badass myself.
Oh.
But it was really interesting, you know, because her dad is this gentle giant and, you know, he's just
mm-hmm.
this, you know, but it was really amazing to read her perspective of what life was like. Because I was a single mom and her dad was very involved, but it's an eye-opening thing. And when I went back and read it, trying to look at it through her eyes of writing it, I was like, wow, I'm so glad that I was this strong woman she's working in Alaska right now and, you know, getting ready to leave the country again and is backpacked across Southeast Asia. All of these things, and I do. I think it's a wonderful thing to give yourself that concept of what do your kids think, you know, as a way of clarity. And I also have to tell you that I completely agree with not doing things in front of family and friends.
Oh, thank you.
Especially when you're starting, because let's face it, unless they're entrepreneurs, they already think you're nuts. That they're going to pick out every single flaw you could humanly possibly think of. Which you would think is pretty counterintuitive. You would think your family and friends would be the ones that are just all rah-rah, and not often. Not all of them. I mean, you know, hey, let's face it, I've interviewed a lot of people, and if it weren't for their spouse or their life partner or whatever, who gave them the confidence, who stood behind them, you know, so there's always the different sides to the sword. And we're going to take a quick break and thank our sponsors, and then we'll be back here with Marina and we will continue speaking about presenting for introverts. So we'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans. Take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio, and we are talking with Marina. We are talking about public speaking and a communication from with her company, Persuasive Speaking for Introverts. So I want to ask, for someone who has to give a huge presentation for work, what are some of the tips that you can share with them to help them overcome their fears of speaking in public?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I want everybody to kind of understand that you never really overcome that fear. It's perfectly natural to feel certain feelings arising you when you're standing in front of, let's say, investors or clients or people who could, or your boss, people who could make a huge difference in your career. It's perfectly natural to feel afraid, a little bit afraid or a lot afraid. So give yourself a little permission to feel that way. That's my first little piece of advice. But what you want to do is teach yourself to detach from that fear. So not let it affect your body or your brain. So for some of us, we already kind of do it naturally, but not all of us. Let me explain what that means. So for some people, when they have those feelings of fear and anxiety, it affects their body in the way that their voice becomes shaky or kind of high-pitched or dry. It starts to clamp up a little bit. Or maybe they think they do want to be energetic, but their body just kind of plays it down and they're a little bit more monotone and their body language is closed off. So that's their fear affecting their body. And for some people, it goes further, like I explained for me, where your brain just kind of blanks out. You can't think and you can't make coherent sentences. So I used to get both of those. And this is almost impossible to snap out of in the moment unless you train yourself to do this. So on top of that, fear creates this resistance in the way that we approach our life, right? So for example, we're trying to avoid those feelings because we kind of know what's going to happen. So we might never volunteer to give a presentation or to give a talk, or we might always talk ourselves out of doing something that we actually want and have some sort of excuse for it. So that's always fear popping up. And I've heard expressions like punch fear in the face or just get over it or just don't feel it. But for me, that's just lying to yourself. That's never going to work because you have to actually work with your fear, be okay with being with it, and work with it from the inside out and the outside in. So those are kind of my strategies. Working from the inside out is a little more long-term, and it means learning to look at your fears objectively, right? Like asking, like, what am I actually afraid of? Like, where did this come from? And what if the worst-case scenario happened, can I actually recover from it? Like, what does this all mean? And can you allow yourself to feel it without reacting to it? So that takes a little bit of training. And then there are short-term strategies that I call working from the outside in, and they're like quick little easy tools to get yourself over the hump and give yourself enough energy to take the first step and get excited to feel action. So for example, instead of saying to yourself, I feel nervous, you could tell yourself, oh my God, I'm so excited, I'm so excited, I'm so excited. So just kind of like retrain your brain to get excited by those feelings. And the funny thing is, like, when you start learning to work with your own fear, once you think you've got something under control and you got it behind you, you start seeing it creeping up in all these other areas of your life. So you have to work with it over and over and over again. But once you train yourself to do it, you know what to do the next time. So it's actually not that hard, and it's always worth it.
You know, in speaking about fear, how scary was it for you to start your business?
Well, I'm sure that everybody who's listening, who's ever considered a business or who started a business, can completely relate to this. This is extremely scary, and it could take years just to take that first step. So you could be doing your research. This is what I mean by resistance, right? You could be doing that research. You could be looking at what other people are doing, but it takes until you take that first step, like, it can be extremely paralyzing, and a lot of people don't actually get to that point. But I had to use a lot of my own strategies on myself for every aspect of my business, everything that I do. So I'm glad that I've been able to write those down and actually be able to go through this. But I realized that for me, what I'm actually afraid of, it's not losing everything. It's actually I'm guided by this weird fear of looking stupid. You know what I mean? So I'm not afraid of my business failing, but I'm afraid of what people will say when it does fail. Like, oh, how could you be so stupid to think that you could pull this off? Or who did you think you were? So that's what's been guiding my decisions. And once I was actually able to look at it objectively, I could say, okay, I haven't been very fair to myself there in thinking in this way. So that's after you're able to look at that, that's when you can kind of start to let go of it and say, okay, well, it doesn't really matter. Even if I look stupid, I'm going for it anyway. It's not the end of the world if everything goes down in flames. And just another aspect that kind of helped me was, remember what I mentioned earlier about thinking about how you want your kids to see you?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to think about my own kids, and I want them to see me as the kind of person who goes for things and who puts her best foot forward and isn't, you know, doesn't just sit back and judge everybody, but is not afraid to fail. I want to be seen as that person by my kids. I want them, when I say you can be anything you want, I want them to believe it. And I want them to think that, okay, my mom is actually embodies that. So that was my ultimate push.
You know, it's amazing because women start with why. And I love that you took something that was an obstacle for you, not only turned it around, but created a business to help others turn it around. It's what it's all about. In overcoming your fears to empower other people to overcome theirs, what better testament is it to what you're doing? So as we're wrapping up here, what kind of parting advice do you have to share with our listeners today, Marina?
Thank you for asking. Well, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever you want to learn or whatever you want to become, it's never too late to start. And you don't have to be born with anything to make it a strength of yours. Like, I was not born with confidence and I was not born with great speaking, but I made it a strength. And my attitude is everything is learnable. All you have to do is commit. And that is true for everybody.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
So I really do. And you know, it isn't too late. It's never too late. I was actually out to lunch with somebody about 6 weeks ago who was kind of picking my brain, trying to figure out what mm-hmm. she was going to do because she got let go from a job. She was 62 years old. And the same thing for the last 12 years keeps happening, where she's working with a company for a few years and training other people. And then they let her go to bring up the mm-hmm. younger people because they'd rather invest their time in people that are going to be there for 10 or 20 years. And so she was considering another job. And I'm like, if money were not an object, what would you do? And she was, mm-hmm. you know, I'd write a book and I would do this. And I'm like, then go do it. What are you waiting for? You know?
Yeah, the time is going to pass anyway.
But that's the whole thing. It's like at some point in your life, if you're not ready to just take, what are you waiting? You know, it's the old saying, oh, you only live once. No, you don't. You live every day. You die only once. So why not just do it? Go for it. And that's why I love what you are doing. And I'm so happy to be sharing you. So please let everyone know where they can find you, Marina.
Thank you, Dori. Well, I'm actually most active on LinkedIn of all the places. And I happen to be the only Marina Shkvoretz out there. So it's easy to find me. That's Marina with a Y. And I'm also on Twitter at Marina Shkvoretz. And I regularly share my, you know, unconventional public speaking and persuasion and confidence tips on my own website, MarinaShkvoretz.com. So I will let you guys find me if you want to know more.
And just so you know, the way to spell that is MarinaShkvoretz.
Yeah, I have a lot of letters.
Yes, you do. And you know what? They're wonderful letters. And and I'm very, very glad that you came to share with us today. I want to just thank you. For all the people out there, just go take a look. For those of you who say, oh, I can't get up in front of a room full of people, yes, you can. You absolutely can. You can overcome those fears and get out there and put your best foot forward and make people see how remarkable you are, because you have something to share, and we all do. So, Marina, thank you so much for being with us here today on Word of Mom Radio. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being with us here in the Word of Mom Media Network. On behalf of everyone, this is Dori DiCarlo. We're closing out with Smith Sisters Bluegrass and our fabulous theme song, She Is You. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She